Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. And we are live on the radio. And very shortly, when I say so, we're going to be live on the webcams all morning.
Wow.
So you can tune in and watch if you would like.
Wowee.
Shall I open up the curtain? Shall I raise the curtain on the webcam?
Raise the curtain.
Yes,
better.
Please.
Not open up the curtain.
No.
It's raise the curtain.
It. Yeah. Am I allowed to say anything yet?
Not yet. So that is Dave's replacement.
Yeah.
I wonder who that was.
Oh. Voice sounded familiar.
Give us something else.
Shut up.
I didn't understand
sharp.
What he said.
Something sharp.
Fix up, look sharp. It's Dizzy Rascal.
Oi!
No. Okay, you ready? On the webcams, bbc.co.uk/radio1. Let's raise the curtain up now. Good morning. Hello, viewers. There'll be nobody watching now, by the way.
Not now.
I bet we don't have one viewer now.
Later, there'll be loads, but not now.
That's hundreds. Dominic there, and as you can see on the webcam, and Tina's here as well. And let's have a look who's in Dave's chair. It's Ollie Burr!
Good morning.
And as you can see, if you're watching the webcams, Ollie still hasn't got the headphones thing right at all. He doesn't look.
No,
that goes on your ear.
Where are we? What are you looking at?
See, I've got a monitor.
Screen?
You don't have them.
I was getting confused. I was looking at this screen again. There's no one in there. I always do it because I can hear everyone properly.
Yeah, but you can hear everyone through your headphones. That's why you wear them.
Yeah, I don't know.
Ollie,
I've never got that one ear off.
When you're in the studio thing, isn't it? When you're singing and that, you use that.
Actually, that's true. Dom does that.
I'm one on, one off.
Yeah, me and Dom are just...
You're a one ear kind of guy.
All the time. Right now.
All the time.
Are you really?
Till about two...
Yeah, he does.
For about the past 2 years.
That would annoy me.
No,
do
you
that.
Have to do that. Then,
why?
Like,
you know what, Chris? You look really cool now with one ear off.
Yeah, man.
That's how it rolls. Look at him.
I don't. I look
He's
like
looking at it. Do I look good or not? Do you know, it's a pleasure to be back in, though, guys. Thanks for having me in.
You are welcome.
It's actually been, we just chatted off air, and nearly been a year, isn't it, to the
I know
day
it
that
is.
I came and did the whole week.
Time flies.
Yeah, Dave is off this week, which means that we need a replacement for Dave. And Ollie is not Dave's replacement for the week. But Ollie is the replacement for today. He's handing over the baton.
That's right. It's a sad time.
And we've managed to keep this such a secret... That, and we're not going to say who it is, but Ollie didn't know who he's handing the baton to until he saw it on a piece of paper this morning, and he went to Alan.
That's brilliant.
Maybe I've been told, I just can't remember. It's terrible, isn't it?
I don't think you have.
There's people in Radio 1 who are asking me yesterday, who is it? Mm. I'm like, that's brilliant.
So well kept secret.
Barack Obama.
Yep. I wish I didn't know now, though.
Oh.
Like, because I would love
never,
to just...
Oh, you're never happy. You're like a child.
Yeah, but, you know, you just... And why has Dave... Well, Dave's been made of tea. He's been left
here. Because we keep forgetting he's not here.
Ah, it's so
sweet.
That's
yours now.
Mm. We don't have your face on a mic.
Do you not have tea?
Well, how many sugars does he have?
I don't think he does he?
No, he doesn't.
You guys have been working for him all this. Does he have any sugar? I can't even remember.
Okay, no.
We don't
make it tea.
He used to have one. I don't know if he's dropped.
Oh, I hope he's have. If that's one, that's perfect for me.
Have a taste. And you'll know.
Are really hot?
Ready? Let's have a listen to him. Oh, Ollie, that's disgusting.
You can't tell, can
that's
you?
That's not bad, actually. No, it's not. I don't think it's got any sugar in at all.
You can't keep your headphones like that for the whole thing.
Oh, okay.
No, we can.
Okay, I'm going back.
He just looks...
Right, it's back now. That's it.
Special.
A little...
Yeah.
Little special.
That's right.
Well, anyway, Ollie, good morning and welcome.
No, it's great to be here. Thank you.
Ollie is Dave for today.
Yep.
And then it'll be... And then Dave... Ollie will be mentoring the new person... Like halfway through today's show, they will come in and he will mentor them.
I can't wait for this.
And tell them how to sit in a chair and just talk.
Yeah. That's
oh,
right.
God.
You know, it's a big job.
Yeah. It is a massive job.
Yeah. Mm.
Passing over the headphones, big task.
That's right.
So did everyone have a good weekend?
All good. All
Very
really
nice,
good.
Thank you.
And
yeah, nice,
there's
thanks.
One thing that I've got to talk about. And there's two bits of the story that I have. What are you looking at me like?
I don't know what you're about to say.
Yeah, you do. Everyone just watch Dominic's face as he suddenly realises what I'm going to say.
I know he's thinking about it.
Go on.
It's to do with yesterday.
Right.
I sent you a little text.
Yeah, you did, yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what that's about now?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, Ollie, he tried his very best, and I think Ollie was really good. He put a lot of groundwork in, but I think he fell at the final hurdle.
I did.
Now, I'm talking about yesterday was April Fool's Day.
Yeah, it might have been.
Now, Ollie had a cracker. I a built cracker, and he built it up.
It was brilliant
from the week.
Mm. Oh, I missed this.
Yeah,
it was brilliant, and then the payoff was he ruined it all.
Oh, I did.
Okay, so I did. Was this your idea?
Yeah, no. Well, yeah, we spoke. Actually, do you know what? I'm not even going to take credit for it. It wasn't my idea, but I built. They were to good. I can't even talk right now. Okay.
What was that?
It was their idea, and they said to do it. We was going to do April Fool's Day on the Sunday, and we were just going to do it on the Sunday. But I said, no. If you're going to get what I was going to get done, I had to prepare three or 4 days before,
right,
and start building it up, because I can't just wake up one morning and go, right, I'm going to go and get a tattoo on my arm.
Because that's what he said. So it's a midweek.
I did see I believed it.
I started about Wednesday. I tweeted saying, right, I've just seen a really cool tattoo. Can't wait till the weekend. Think I might get one.
Yep.
So the week went on, and each day I was like, just been thinking about this tattoo. Got a great idea, blah, blah, blah. And it just went on from there. And then on the
I fell for that.
Everyone fell for it. Yeah. And then on the Sunday, then I realised, oh no, I'm going to Ireland. And people know I'm going to Ireland. So I was like, damn it, if I get blown up at the airport, then it's going to kill it. So I had to pretend. I woke up at 8:30 in Essex. I was like, oh,
what do you mean if you get blown up at the airport?
No, you know what I mean. Not blown up, but my fans would see me at the airport.
Let's
and
just clarify that. When he says blown up at the airport, he doesn't mean blown up at the airport.
Probably doesn't mean he'll get
my
blown up.
My whole plan would have been blown
out. He means
discovered.
Yes.
Yeah. Discovered. Yeah. Okay.
Cover with blown.
Sorry, yeah. So I woke up at 8:30.
It could have been anywhere. It could have been Spain or Portugal. Yeah.
Well, I was thinking flight. It was great. Yeah. Nervous of flying. Don't say things like that. I won't. Okay, I apologise for everyone listening. I didn't mean that.
So anyway, here's what he did. He puts the groundwork in, which is great.
Yeah. Started at 8:30. I said, right, I've got to Ireland already.
Yeah.
I was in bed, but I was got to Ireland already. I'm here. I'm off to get my tattoo. And then Chris can tell the rest.
It was really elaborate, actually.
He puts a picture of himself lying on a table, or bent over a chair or something, with his shirt off.
All right.
Bent over a chair.
But as in having a tattoo done.
Oh, right, yeah.
Now, who's that?
And
who's
I'm thinking, man? Oh my God, he's really having a tattoo done.
Yeah.
Well, my hairstylist Lou's boyfriend has one of them kits, like the home ones you have at home. So the thing about it, I'll let you explain the rest.
And it was brilliant.
It's a brilliant photo.
So I'm thinking, he's only gone and having a tattoo done. Completely fell for it.
Yeah.
And then I went off and did a few bits and bobs and went shopping and whatnot. And then I read, oh, right, yeah, well, some of you like sussed it, but ha, 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 ha. And I'm like,
No, I put a second one up.
Yeah, now I'm going
really
backwards.
Hurts. It really hurts. Oh, I'm looking over my shoulder going, oh, and they've put like black ink on my arm. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it really hurts.
But you know when you haven't been on for a while and you refresh your Twitter and then you kind of scroll backwards?
Yes, yeah.
So I'm scrolling backwards and he's like, oh, well, a few people fell for it. And I'm thinking, hang on, how do people realise it was April Fool's? Because I got sucked in. He's put a picture of his tattoo.
Yeah.
Right? Which is blatantly a picture of a screen. Right. He's obviously Googled a picture of someone's tattoo, a Man United tattoo, and then taken pictures of the screen, but you can tell he's done that because it's got lines down.
After all the effort.
Why didn't you just Google a picture of someone's tattoo?
That's what I did, but the thing about it was, it was the first page on Google, so everyone typed it in and it came first.
Yeah, but you didn't even...
So I should have gone to page 8 because no one would have sussed it out.
Or just put that picture on, but you took a picture of a computer screen.
Yeah, anyone tries to take a picture off a TV screen... It's hard.
But why did you even take a picture of a computer screen? Why didn't you just take a screen grab? A screen grab or...
Because I've still got a Nokia 6410. I'm not able to do a Nokia 64.
Oh man.
And Ollie's back.
You just want to take him home and wrap him up and cut him.
But it was funny. And some people got failed by.
Up until that point, I was convinced you were getting a tattoo.
It was getting serious on Twitter. My timeline, I was like, oh my God, some of my fans were deserting me, saying, oh my God, you're getting a tattoo. Oh God, I can't be your fan anymore.
Not that there's anything wrong with tattoos.
Yeah, no, of course not. But my fans were just
there are. They're disgusting and make people look common.
But my fans just didn't want me to get one, and they were like, no, don't get it. But then the guy didn't have the gloves, Tom didn't have the gloves on, and people were being really particular. Right.
Yeah, but was that afterwards? Because when people realise that it's a joke, then they backtrack, I always find, and go, yeah, well, I knew because he was holding the tattoo ink pen thing funny, and you go, shut up. Yeah. You don't know what you're talking about.
It was it was a really good one.
It was, I tried. Yeah, it was a good effort.
You put a lot of effort into it.
But what about you, Dom?
Where
does Dom come into this equation?
Oh, we'd have to
see, I didn't wake up until after midday yesterday, so I missed a lot of the April.
Well, I was gonna do something on Twitter, and I just thought it's so obvious. And then I thought I need to write something which is the truth.
Yeah.
And then people will assume it's a joke. But I didn't have anything cool to do yesterday, or anything showbizy or rock and roll. So I didn't really have anything.
I'd already been on Twitter before something else happened on my phone later on during the day, just making up stuff that was obviously stupid and then revealing it straight away, which people didn't get at all. I lost about 450 followers in the space of half an hour.
What did you say?
Why? Because that's not the rules of April Fools. You've got to leave it. You can't tell people straight away that
So you'd tweet something like, just finished a round of golf with Barack Obama. April Fool!
Exactly. As a joke, because it's stupid. And exactly. But loads of people thought I was disrespecting the rules of April Fool. You have to wait until after midday to reveal it.
But what? My Irish tour manager, Mark, you know, said that in Ireland they do it for the whole day, I think. Why do we only do it till midday?
I don't know. Do they? I looked for rules. I actually tried to...
Wow.
Shut up. Well, no, because I wanted to know, because in my head, before midday, because after midday it doesn't count.
Mm. Yeah.
But I don't know if that was just made up by grumpy people who go, no, you haven't caught me out because it's after midday.
Yeah.
I go, what do you mean after midday? Oh, no, do you not know that rule? And that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So anyway, I went for a run on Sunday and I just dropped Dominic a text saying, because he's, you know, the world's biggest U2 fan.
Oh, great band.
And he's fairly gullible. But I just thought it'd be funny. So I'll send him a message, and he won't fall for it. But so I just sent a message going, morning. Look, to cut a very long story short, I flew to Ireland on Friday, and I'm sitting in Bono's house about to have breakfast with about 5 exclamation marks after it. Sent it.
I'd have fell for that.
Oh, hang on, that's the time. Oh, thanks for listening. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.
It's 7:15.
What's going on there?
So anyway, so I send Dom his text going, morning, Dom. Look, it's got a long story short. Don't ask me any questions, but Friday I ended up flying to Dublin and I'm about to have breakfast at Bono's house. Wow.
Yeah.
To which he replies with...
An hour later.
Yeah. Eh? What?
Pardon?
So I'm thinking, well, does he know this is a joke or not? So instead of writing, haha, April Fool's Day, because I thought this would be the joke, would be the world's worst April Fool's. So I just wrote, happy Sunday. And he replied with, I want to know all about it, but I'm just out with the family at the moment, but tell me about it tomorrow.
Oh, you know really? What?
No.
I was literally... Oh, when you sent that, when I sent the one back, my two-year-old was sat on the toilet, basically. It was a very kind of, you know, precious moment that we had to get things right, otherwise it could have been a spillage. So I sent that back to you and I thought, you need to tell me, but you can't tell me now because it's all going to go wrong.
The point is, you believed it.
So all morning you
kind of.
So all morning you've been on Twitter pretending to do April Fools, joking around, and then actually Chris sends you a text and you completely believe it.
Do you know I kind of did, because I even said to Nick, do you know what, I don't think he's in Dublin, but he could easily be in Dublin, and do you know what, he probably would do. That's some, and then just went off and absolutely convinced it was true.
Amazing.
Tell me about it in the morning. Sounds amazing. Just out with the kids for the day. And I'm like, so I just sent him one back saying, have a lovely April the 1st with your family.
Yeah, don't read the one I sent.
And he replied immediately going, ah! Swear word, swear word, swear word, kiss.
I'm so gullible. I did fall for it.
Which was what my tweet was about yesterday, which was, I was so much pressure yesterday morning, reading everything on my timeline, falling for stuff, then being really sceptical, which I'm not normally, to everything that's on there. When someone says, good morning, is it though? Is it? Is it?
Is it morning?
And then I was trying to come up back with something that was funny and obviously couldn't.
I know.
So I just gave up and just said, right, this is my tweet. See you after midday.
Did any make the news? Anything that was like, oh my God, this could actually be happening on Twitter last yesterday, no?
Well, no, there was...
There was... I couldn't help thinking at the back of my head, you know, America went mad for that lottery the other
yes.
day.
Yeah.
That would be elaborate.
And it was like 400 million, five, so was it $600 million?
$600 million, yeah. £400 million.
Three of them share.
What's all this about?
It's the lottery in America, and it had gone up, and it was going up and up, and then there was mass frenzy about it. So they were selling a million tickets a minute in the last hour or something stupid. Whoa.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Queues and stuff.
Yeah, queuing around the blocks for these tickets, and it was over $600 million. Was the lottery prize. And I was just thinking, could you imagine? They go, okay, let's read out the numbers now.
Oh, no.
And they're doing the whole thing.
Yeah.
And they go, and the fourth number is 4 and 3, 43. So that's 1, 19, 22, 43. And the last number for $600 million. April Fool, everybody! Gotcha! But I mean, riots.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Someone sitting there with four numbers going, yeah, 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 April Fool!
That would be right.
What?
Oh, that would be harsh.
Wow, 600 million. Why don't we have one of them here in the UK?
Wow. But can you imagine, though? They were saying, I watched a little report about it on the news, and they were just saying, this guy's advice was to any winners to seek advice on what to do. Absolutely. His advice was get advice.
Yeah, immediately. Yeah.
You just don't go to the papers and say, yeah, go check.
Well,
hey,
you know, we've had this before. Like,
a lot of people keep themselves
Dominic
quiet,
says,
don't they?
Dominic says no. He says you've got to come out and go, yes,
no,
it does.
No, I don't have to.
And
no.
I'm with you.
You can say no, because that's
no,
the
but
worst thing.
You what he says can is, say no, but they will find you.
Yeah. They're worse in the paper. Why they're like, yeah, Ollie Mers from Essex Witham, 65, blah, blah, blah. He's just won 100 million. Go and see him.
Yeah, but at half a billion pounds... Mm. They're looking for you.
They
and
are.
There's a big press story in it. So they'll hunt you down.
They will. I think it's best to go, I'm here.
Yeah.
Bye. I read one recently and they had that everyone, there was a few that didn't want to be named.
Yeah.
One. Funny enough, though, this is completely different. But when I went on Deal or No Deal many, many moons ago, right, I got offered 26
grand. How many times have you done that? Deal or No Deal?
I'm doing it again, I think, next week.
Do you need to?
Not
why?
Today.
Is that because you were rubbish the first time?
Yeah, you know I was rubbish the first time when I ever turned
up. I didn't know you'd done it until you
yes, you did.
I didn't. I really,
you know.
I didn't.
I've told you the story. But this, what I'm saying is, I got offered £26,000, right?
Right.
But it was just a figure on a screen. Do you know what I mean? Mm. And I, at this point, I'm going in there, what, with £26.50 in my bank account. Do you know what I mean? It's like 26 grand would be a massive, huge amount of money. It changed my life, right? But I say no to it, and then the game goes completely, you know, terrible, and I lose everything. But I still get offered, I think, at one point, £2,000. And that's a good, and that £2,000, with considering I had nothing at the time, was really good some money. But I'm like, nah, no deal. That's rubbish, isn't it?
Hang on a second.
You know what I mean? It's like, that's £2,000.
I'm serious. I don't know this. You were on Deal or No Deal?
Yeah, back in 2007, yeah.
What, just as a punter?
As a contestant.
I never knew
that. Yeah, it's on YouTube. You can
I never knew
it.
That.
In Noel Edmonds' words, one of the worst run of four boxes he's ever seen in the history of the show.
Hang on, when did you do X Factor?
I did X Factor in 2009.
And Deal or No Deal 2007?
Yeah.
Oh, I never knew you were a little wannabe.
No, I wasn't a
you
wannabe.
You're a little wannabe TV boy.
No.
Wow.
I just had no money and I just I wanted to sort of, you know, get a bit of money and do a bit of travelling. And
so how long were you on the show for?
I was on the show for, I think it totaled, we did 3 shows a day.
Yeah.
So I did 15 shows a week. I did about 29 shows. I was there for
about
2 weeks.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Yeah. And you know, you get all family and you hold hands. Come on. But you know what I really wanted someone to do when I was in my round of boxes? I really wanted someone to go, I hope it's a red on it. Oh, you've actually got it there.
There you go.
Oh, oh don't really? Say this. This
oh,
is so
yeah.
embarrassing. I do a moonwalk. Oh, God.
Oh, look. There you are.
Oh, look. I think I'm really cool.
Oh, no.
Oh, what am I doing?
Oh, no.
You're moonwalking on Deal or No Deal.
Oh, I can't believe you're showing it. How embarrassing.
You actually moonwalked.
I did. I filmed the... What do you got there? This is the card for my mum. Oh, you're so embarrassed. I can't believe you do this to me.
That's brilliant. No one moonwalks on Deal or No Deal, Ollie.
We're all thinking of you. Wish you lots of luck.
Oh, jeez, so embarrassing.
A little TV star.
No, look at him before he had all his Botox done.
Fun. Enjoy every minute of it. We know you will. Bring it on. Lots of love.
Aww. Look at that.
Wow.
I wear gorgeous little boy pants.
Oh, God.
Old-fashioned little boy pants.
What's that, number nine?
Gorgeous.
How did you know,
Kerry? I don't know.
He chose
me every pair that he gets.
Oh, can you turn this off now, please?
Oh. What do you mean, what is going on down here?
He's on the phone to the banker.
So look at my board.
If
look,
Ollie
I've got all the big.
Yeah, and he had a lot of money left. Hang on a second. Pause it a sec. Is that a dude dressed as a
Missouri? He works in Blackpool, I think. Missouri. I remember rightly.
Was it drag act?
Drag act. Yeah.
So you're on Deal or No Deal with a drag act?
Top guy, top girl. I'm not sure, but yeah, top guy.
Top guy. He's drag.
Yeah.
Isn't he?
Oh, of course he is. Yeah.
It's top an act. Guy. Hence drag act.
Yeah.
Unless he's like that all the time.
But, oh, he's brilliant. Such a nice guy. I haven't spoken to any of them in years.
You stayed in touch with the drag act?
I think Ori still speaks to my mum, yeah. Send emails.
Really?
Yeah, my mum.
You still in touch with the drag act? No. Mum is. No, I'm done.
If you watch the rest of that, it's literally really bad. But
oh, I'm going to get the entire episode.
Please don't watch it now. But it was funny. It was a really good time. But
I never knew you did it.
Yeah.
Never knew.
But I'm actually doing it again. We're doing a charity special on it. I'm back.
Are you going to moonwalk on again?
No way.
Definitely should, Ollie.
Okay, you should, for old time's sake.
Moonwalking on, no way.
What was Noel Edmonds like?
Really cool, actually. Yeah. Really, really nice guy, yeah. Because he, you know...
Was that when he was writing stuff on his hand and whatnot?
Yeah. I think they were getting some massive food. You know, because he used to put things on his hand here. But he's very good at...
Asda.
But he said something really weird to me. Bread. He said to me, when I finished the show, he actually turned around and said, and look, and people say he looks not future. What's he into? It's like
Is it the ordering that he's into?
I know he sends his things off people or something. I don't know.
I'm not sure what you mean.
I can't really remember.
I thought it was ordering. Sure. Isn't that what he does?
Noel Edmonds.
He basically turned around and said that you haven't got failure written over you, Ollie. I'll see you again. Soon or someday or something, and then that really freaked me out.
And he was right.
He's like a
and then
mystic.
5 years on, I'm going to see him again.
He does. Yeah, he does. He says that to everyone.
He says that to everyone. Yeah. Oh, yeah,
doesn't he do cosmic ordering? Is that what it is?
I've no idea. I first I've heard of this.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. I know he flies helicopters.
Does he?
That's about it.
No, he definitely does.
Wow.
So yeah, that was back in the day, 2007. And I won a tenner. Great.
Well, is that what you got, a tenner?
Yeah, I won £10. And actually got me to sign a congratulations form. It says certificate here, congratulations on winning. And it's empty, and they fill it in for you. And I was like, oh, great.
Brilliant.
Thanks.
So what did you walk away with?
£10. Chris, don't do that.
How far did you get?
Well, you've... Wait, well,
you know what, don't ruin it for me.
I went, yeah, watch it.
Don't ruin it for me.
No.
I want to watch the whole thing.
But it's a game of... just luck, isn't it?
It's a game of luck.
Oh, no,
it
no,
really
I don't Adam and Eve it. Oh, that was a terrible game.
I've had a right stinker.
Did you have a strategy?
I've had a right mare.
Did you have a strategy?
No, I just picked...
Well, yeah, but, well, you're right, because it's a game of luck.
It is.
Did you think I had a strategy?
Yeah, but people go on there and they go, well, the way I'm going to do it, Noel, is... And you go, it's picking boxes. Yeah.
No, people go in there with like, I'm going to pick one, then I'm going to pick three, then I'm going to pick five, then I'm going to pick seven.
And it makes no odds.
They do
exactly.
do that.
Yeah.
But, it, you know, sometimes it works for people, sometimes it doesn't, in my case.
Well, it's just whatever happens.
Exactly.
So so you're going back?
I'm going back. We're doing a charity special. I've got me... I think it's the day today, yeah, so I'm confused what day.
Today you're doing it?
We're going down there today.
Oh, yeah. How exciting. Brilliant. Oh, my God. Will you give Noel Edmonds all
don't
my love?
Do not give me a word to use. Please don't do that.
No.
Okay, good.
No, just give Noel Edmonds all my love and best wishes.
I will, yeah. Mm. So I'm looking forward to it. I've got all my family going down. I had to get 21 people behind all the boxes, and it's going to be really cool.
Whoa. So all the people with the other boxes are like people you know?
Yeah.
What, my chop liver?
Yeah, whoa.
Oh, if I had turned around and said, you guys come down to Bristol today,
yes,
you guys have been like,
of course,
you're going to
get me, JLS, Rizzle Kicks,
Alid.
I'd be there.
Why not?
You wouldn't.
So where have you found 21 people from?
Oh, I got friends on Facebook. I had to rummage through them.
I was about to say.
Yeah. I would have asked you, Chris, and I've asked everyone in this room, but yeah. I don't think you guys would have been able to have
right,
made it.
Right, fine. I could have made it today.
I could have made it.
I could have too.
Is it Bristol, did you say?
Why are you doing this?
Was filming this afternoon or this evening?
It's this evening.
Oh, I can't do it.
Yeah, you can't do it, see? You'd have to get back late, so
right.
I knew that you had the breakfast show to do in the morning. And
are you going to moonwalk in on this one or not?
I don't know what the plan is.
I think you should move in again.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome.
It's so bad. I don't know what I was thinking. I just thought that if I do a moonwalk.
Yeah.
Oh, Chris.
Yeah, you're smooth.
Yeah.
You're smooth. Oh, well, you know, tried my best. I actually fell in love down in Dillon. I met a really lovely girl there as well.
Did you?
Yeah, because I thought this really, really nice girl. And then I thought, right, okay, so...
Date or no date?
Yeah.
No, so I met this really lovely girl during the process. Obviously, then I won a tenner.
And she went off yet?
Well, she went off.
Oh, no!
Yeah, I like that.
Girls aren't after me for money. Clearly she was. No, she wasn't.
So we did you give up your...
We did keep in contact afterwards, but...
Right. But
it was
not now.
Not now. But it was funny. It was a really sad time, actually. I finished the show, thought about what I should do next with my life, and met this really lovely girl, and everything was going so well. And then I won a tenner, and it all ended. Couldn't take her out for a date, could I? I had no money.
I tell you what, you could take her out now.
Yeah.
So now she'll be interested.
When was the last time you saw her, Ollie?
No, we still really speak. She's a really good friend of mine, actually. Okay. Yeah. She's in Australia at the moment.
My God, really? They can't wait to get away from you.
Oh.
I love that. Go through all your exes. One's in Australia, one's gay. Do they all change their life after going out with you?
Oh, don't say that. Maybe they do.
Do you have any exes who are now gay? I always think that always amuses me when
it's
someone tells me.
The worst.
Well, it's always one of those things where it's like, because, you know, I think the reality is if you go out with somebody and then a few years later you find out that they're gay, you know, and you split up and you find out that they're gay.
Yeah.
They're obviously, they were gay when you went out with them.
Yeah.
They haven't, it's not because of you.
Yeah.
But it's always great to rib somebody down the pub and go, so let me get this right. She went out with you and then she dumped you and now she doesn't go out with men at all because she's gay. So, and you were the last, were you the one that made her go, do you know what, this ain't for me anymore? Yeah.
If this represents man, then I'm not interested.
Yeah, but what me, I'm all man. Yeah. So she moved all the way to Australia.
She didn't, yeah, she did. And I actually went to Australia as well.
To see her?
You followed her to Australia.
Oh,
and
I went travelling 2 years later to Australia and I thought she was going to be over there. And when I get this, so I save all my money up. I was like, do I get a Toyota Celica or do I go travelling?
Oh, I love Toyota
Celica.
Do
Celicas. I get a Toyota Celica for the bird?
Yeah.
No, just to pull other girls or do I go after the one girl?
Is the Celica the one where the lights sort of, pop up?
They were nice.
I think it was. I'm not 100% sure, but I was really adamant.
What colour would you have got?
I was going to get a silver one. I had it all planned. I went on our website, I had it all fucking get that one. Because if I get that, I'll get more girls, because I don't get any girls.
Yeah.
And I just won £10 deal or no deal, so I need to impress. And then I went, no, do you know what? There's one girl I really like. I'm going to go travelling. I'm going to go to Australia and find her. And when I flew over, she flew back, basically.
Oh, no.
No joke of a lie, I actually got... Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
How was Australia?
And now look at you, still desperate.
No, it was amazing. I went over there and we just kept in contact. It was great. And I'm still single now.
And now he's still single, but at least he's got his Toyota Celica. Yeah. Hey. I even have one of them.
Yes, I have.
Let's get you one. Let's get you a Toyota Celica.
They're a really lovely car.
Yeah, all right. I like them.
Thanks for our friends, Ad.
Yeah, other cars are available.
Yeah.
I think it's worth saying.
Silver.
Yeah. Other silver cars are available.
I did actually mean it like that. I forget sometimes. I'm just sitting here chatting to you guys. You know?
Yeah, you're on the radio.
Washing
I apologise.
What were the Toyotas that my mate had one, and the lights used to pop up at the front like that. They used to kind of raise
is
up.
Is that a Celica?
I don't know.
A Toyota something. Maybe did it begin with an S? Cars.
But yeah, I never got it in the end.
I used to have a Citroen Zara Picasso, Ollie.
You've got to let those days go, dude. You've got to let that go. You don't anymore.
I don't anymore. I used to. Massive boot. Huge boot. Anyway, we should crack on. Sorry.
That's nice, Dom.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. I'm having a look now at different Toyota Celicas. Tell you what, second generation ones, you know, from 77 to 81.
Well, Ollie specify the colour he wants anyway. So.
Yeah.
Silver. Yeah?
Yeah.
You asked me, actually.
Silver pulling machine.
Yeah.
The fifth generation, they used to have the lamps that popped up at the front.
There you go.
Let's have a little
look. Can we remove the deal or no deal video, please?
No way.
Right, that's there for the show, Ollie.
All right.
No way.
Come on, you must have done something, Chris, before you got on radio. No, anything else?
No, ATV? I was born literally on Radio 1. Mm.
Chris was born on air.
Yeah. And I came out and went, come on, everybody. Yeah. Let's put the spores. And that
you
was
look,
it.
You look so well at the moment, by the way. Just right, a comment.
Stop flirting
It's
with
the
me.
First time I've seen Chris in ages. And I saw you outside the studio the other day, wasn't it? And you've lost so much weight, mate. You look really good.
I do. I'm very handsome. I'm even more handsome than I was in January. Thanks. Anyway, we've got to do the news. Just because you can't get a girl, don't start trying it on with me.
Yeah.
Me and Ollie are going to go on a date later to the Toyota Celica shop.
Why not?
As long as it's silver.
So what year was this that you were thinking about buying a Toyota Celica?
2007. 2008.
2008.
Now, people in the car.
It would have been 2 or 3 years old, wouldn't it? Because I couldn't afford a brand new one, so it would have been a used one.
The T30 series. Probably. Well, I'll look into it for you. There'll be somebody listening this morning who's got a Toyota dealership somewhere. They might just have one sitting at the back of the showroom. Do you a nice little deal on it.
Love it.
Yeah, and then tell you what, you can have as much luck with that deal as you did on Deal or No Deal.
Hey!
Hi, mate, I tell you what, I'll give you so-and-so. No, hello? Hello? Ugh. I was going to do a banker joke then, but I thought I better not.
Just in case.
Yeah.
Quite early for those, isn't it?
Exactly. Right, well, Ollie is with us all morning until the replacement turns up.
Listen, watch, share.
This is BBC Radio 1. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Is that how it's meant to sound?
I don't think so.
It doesn't sound any different to me.
Yeah, but you wouldn't...
The you finer details, isn't it, you guys?
Yeah.
Eh?
God, yeah, but you Jesus. I'm not being funny, Ollie, but you can never tell when you listen back to your auto-tuned singles.
Oh, my choice is to bring it back to the music. Come on. I suppose that is my job and this is your job, and that thingy jiggy doesn't sound any different.
I don't have it. It does.
It's a bit abrupt.
I've only got the ramp and then the out stab.
Yeah, ours does. It is different.
Played it.
It's a bit anoraki, isn't it?
Played it.
Oh, yeah,
it's way too short.
Yeah, it does end. I've got to say, actually, yeah, I've noticed it now.
It's a bit abrupt, isn't it?
Dun, dun, dun.
Play it again. I'll edit it. You ready?
Okay, you ready?
Yep, go on.
Hang on a sec. Here we go.
I just put that.
Yeah.
Like that.
What a partnership we are.
Yeah.
Good note, Chris. Good note.
Thanks, mate. Telly back on. Sorry, I had to switch the telly off. I want something to be on in the background
really
so you can watch.
That. Just to warn you, it takes forever to get this TV to
How
work.
How long has that been
it?
Up then? How long has that been up
they
for?
They put it up for the chart because they visualise the chart now.
That's really
Sadly,
good.
Sadly, the people at home won't be able to see what I put on. But
they put the videos on there and stuff like that?
Yeah, so you can watch it, yeah. And they put the videos on the screen. Who's got a phone near the microphone?
I haven't got my phone's over there in my bag.
Mine's off.
Oh, it's on the sound. No, what's that?
That's not it. Turn that off.
Oh, I know, a really good video you could put on there.
Is it that one?
Look at all the football ones.
Yeah, we don't need to worry about football.
What's wrong?
No, don't do that.
What's wrong?
No.
What? I'm just putting a...
Do you know, Liverpool had a shocker yesterday.
Oh, no, is that what's got on the screen?
That's what you're putting on, is it?
Is that the... What was the score yesterday? You won... What was the score?
We lost 2-0.
Oh, you're joking.
I'm not going to lie, Dom.
Pepe Reina was sent off.
I'm not going to lie, it was a pretty poor
Should he have been sent off?
Should have been sent off. No. Because, in my opinion, he didn't make contact with the other guy.
The intent was there, though. That's the problem.
I know, but the other guy went down as though he'd been...
Oh, he did. He
whatever.
Completely did.
He didn't even touch him.
He didn't really get a touch, but
it's always
for referee, it's always the intent that you shoved it towards his head.
Ollie just hurt me.
It was really bad. But Liverpool didn't play well.
Oh, we really didn't play well.
But the worst one, though, let's be honest.
Here it comes.
The Carroll
guy. And taking it as well, by the way, Duncan, to add insult to injury, just to turn that screw in your wound, coming from a Cockney Manchester United fan.
Yeah, look, I know I'm a plastic red. I know that.
You know
Everyone says what they want to say.
Well, my team here, Manchester United, I mean, you know, we play classy football, my friend. Classy football.
You know, I've had it all. Everything's been said to me. I'm a plastic red. I'm from down south. I support Manchester United. But you know what? I love Manchester United. I love the club. Everyone has their own team. Everyone supports teams.
Yeah, that's right. Everyone supports the team near to where they were born. Because
no, I've got Colchester United. That's my local team.
So what's wrong with that? You should be proud.
I am proud. That
proud
Colchester
to support
doing
Colchester
well.
United.
But I just.
You should be behind them all the way. Through the good days and the bad days. Through the rain and the cloud and the sun. No. Look at me.
Word in edgeways.
Look at me. Where was I born? Leeds.
Yeah, and
so
I
support
I wish,
Leeds.
Yeah. No, but I honestly wish that Oh, do you know what? You're just going to do this.
Oh, it's like me. Ollie, I was born in Norwich. I support Liverpool.
That's right. You see?
That's how it works.
Exactly, but the thing about it is I grew up and David Beckham was just... was massive, and I'm in an hour in between who I should support locally, and I liked Manchester United because my dad supported him, and then this David Beckham came along who was from down south that was such a big star, and he just sold it to me.
You can't say David Beckham who was down from down south like me.
He is.
No, I get it. If your dad's a fan, that was a big very fan. Hard to. Like Dominic's poor son.
Yeah, Finn is a massive Liverpool fan. So, but he had no choice in that.
But he's born down south.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is terrible for the poor boy. Yeah. But still,
yeah.
His dad's from Norwich.
Yeah,
and he'll be at school and they'll be going. So what do you support Liverpool then, mate?
That's how they talk at school.
I get sick all the time on Twitter, but it's funny. Yeah. But hey, that's the way it is. We all choose our teams. I love United. I've got a season ticket there, so love it.
Claire from Cambridge says you should get Ollie on Love Machine.
Yeah?
And see if we can get him a date.
Do you know what you've
had a couple
on,
of rockets on there.
What, me and Stacey? Yeah, I know.
We're good looking.
Just an Essex word.
All right. Couple of rockets.
Oh, darling.
Yeah.
Whoa, you're a couple of rockets.
That might be where you're going wrong, Ollie.
No, there was a couple of really
I've
good
I've got my own rocket
there.
Right here. Oh, it's lift off. Boom.
No, but I just meant there's a really couple of nice girls on there.
Fit birds.
Couple of birds. Fit ones. I did text Chris, actually.
Oh, God. You really are single.
I should ask you about that. Yeah. Anyway, what?
Nothing.
Oh, what did you just say?
I said, Twaddy, you're kind of single and actively single, aren't you?
I'm always single, yeah. Everyone tries to dwell on the fact, oh, he's desperate for love. I'm like, no.
You are a bit.
No.
Yeah, I mean, if I could meet the right girl and settle down.
Desperate for the rocket.
Would you say you're desperate for... If he was listening to they're desperate for a rocket.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I forget sometimes I'm just talking on there. That's the problem.
That's good, though.
But, it's because I'm waiting for Tina De Healy, that's the thing.
Is that what it is?
Oh, here we go.
And she's saving herself for you, Ollie.
No, she's not.
Well, she's not, though.
No, I'm not. No.
Seriously, come
I'm
on.
Not. I'm not.
But no, I haven't got
it's the wrong rocket.
It's the wrong rocket.
Yeah. See, and that could have been a lovely little... You could have been a lovely little couple, you two.
Oh, Tina's great.
But...
Thanks, Ollie.
It was never going to work, though, was it?
Why?
Ollie's a racist.
No, he's not.
Don't be mean.
I just couldn't think of the worst thing to say.
Jesus.
That's bad.
That's terrible.
Of course he's not.
I'll do another one.
No,
go on.
But you know, it never worked between those two.
Why not?
Why?
Because Tina's gay. So,
there you go. Yeah.
She's been hiding it for years and lying to herself, but she knows deep down.
Yeah.
And she looks in the mirror at her inner soul.
Yeah.
That's don't know where I'm going with this.
Oh, dear.
But Ollie now looks confused. What's wrong, Ollie?
Keeps going up and down on my ears.
What, I beg your pardon? What, the volume?
Yeah, the volume keeps going up and
down.
You've
got a little volume knob there.
He keeps changing it or something.
You can adjust the knob.
What am I doing?
No, we genuinely can't do that.
What's going on? Because it kept going up.
What?
Hello?
What's wrong? Why
is it? Weird.
What's going
You've
on?
You've got a little knob there that you can just adjust the volume with.
Unbelievable.
No, but I think Chris is playing silly buggers with me.
I'm not doing anything.
Okay, I'm not touching it now. That's the perfect setting for my
ears. Ride the music when I speak. So when I don't speak, the music comes on, and then when I do speak, the music goes down. But that's it. I'm not doing...
So when I'm speaking, you could just put the music up, couldn't you, really?
What?
So if I was talking, you could just put the music up.
I can't hear you, Ollie. What are you saying?
No.
I can't. Can you hear him, Dom?
Pardon?
Tina?
I don't. I can't hear
anything. I can't. Allard?
I can't hear him.
International Radio 1.
Yeah, you got it. You know it. All right, so here we go. Oh, lovely. By the way, Liar, so it looks like, L-I-Y-A-H. Liar in Northampton.
It's a nice name.
Leah? I don't know.
Yeah.
Says, all right, so we all know that Dominic is a little bit obsessed with Ollie, but wearing the same shirt?
Whoa.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
It's a kind of... Is yours homage. Pink as well? I've got pink in mine.
Mine's kind of...
Oh, look at... You're kind of purple. Oh, my God, if you two hug,
wow.
The, you know, it'll explode.
We'd strobe. Yeah, I've got kind of pinky bits.
You'd what? It's identical on the camera.
Yeah.
Strobe or strobe?
It really
strobe.
It does on camera.
Yeah.
Anyway, look, Ollie is here with us this morning, just hanging out, being part of the crew.
Yeah.
So let's get on with it and start the show properly. We've done all this talking. We ain't got time to play any records. Got to play some music, innit?
That's right.
She's a right rocket.
She's a right rocket.
She's a
that one.
Lucky.
Fly me to the moon, darling. 10 quid.
Every morning we are no here, deal. Live on radio.
I'm not offering.
Yes.
Playing songs and talking and having lots of fun.
This is Swedish House Mafia. Greyhound. I like this. Hi, welcome back, viewers.
I want to take credit for picking that song.
Yeah.
Not Alan, I picked it.
It's true.
Oh, did you pick that?
Yep.
Ollie Murs picked that.
Gave Ollie the choice off air.
Did you?
Yeah, picked it.
Good choice, Ollie.
Well, I thought I'd try something different because I haven't heard this yet, so...
Someone texted in saying, liking this, who is it? Well, it's Swedish House Mafia and you have Ollie Murs to thank for this choice. You ready?
Here we go!
Let's go!
Oh.
The end.
Oh, come on. Downer.
So Ollie Murs is off to do Deal or No Deal for the second time today.
And also,
wouldn't it be funny if they didn't pick you?
Today.
Wouldn't it be funny if they didn't pick you at the picture Uncle Tony or something? Box number 7, Tony! And you go,
what?
Second? What?
I brought him down here! You know I'm doing this morning as well today.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, busy day.
You never stop working.
No, but you know what? You have to keep working hard.
Do you know where he was yesterday? I texted him last night. Let me get
this. This is a great April Fool's, by the way.
Oh my God!
This is perfect April Fool's. I could have got him easily with this one yesterday. That was brilliant.
So
why? Where were you?
I text Ollie at. Let me have a look. Ten to eight last night.
Right.
Yeah.
So I know he's coming on to do the show. So I do send him a little text. Just go, you're right, and have a quick chat with him. Chris, what's happening? Just in Ireland at the moment. 40 minutes from going on stage for The Voice. Yeah, what are you doing? And I'm like, Ireland? You're with us at 6:30 in the morning? And he's like, yeah.
That was last night.
Wow. Getting the plane back afterwards, that's fine.
Yeah, and then I went, I'm getting the plane back. Then what else did I get you with? I went, I've just been on Ryanair, and I went, I love the cavalry charge at the end. It's like,
when they land, they play that little tune.
Yeah.
We are 15 minutes early. It's because you put down that we were going to...
He writes on Twitter, oh, I've missed that little Ryanair bit of music, whatever. Yeah. I thought he wrote, I've missed my Ryanair flight. I'm like, I was fuming. Oh, hang on 1 second. This is Ollie's new single, by the way.
This is beautiful, isn't it?
Manchester United,
she is a rocket.
Deal or no deal. £10.
What a load of.
Anyway, did you get pass on that message to Kian for me?
What, you didn't send it to me?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, really? I said tell Kian he's a lightweight.
You never told me that.
In the text?
No, I never got that.
You did?
No, I didn't get it. Trust. That was a good April Fool's. But anyway, but I'm on this morning as well with Phil and Holly today. So
oh, we're
going
to have to give you a word.
No,
are you talking?
I can't. I was thinking about this in the way in. I was like, do I tell Chris, do I not? Do I tell? I can't do it. I'm not.
Well, you went with yes. You have told us, so clearly you're up for the challenge.
Yeah.
You know how it works.
Thanks for being a good sport.
Yeah. Damn it.
Oh, the cameras are on.
Open that.
God.
Open it up.
Can I get an extra word? Could I get another word?
Have a look at the word.
Have a look.
You can get that.
I think I
can
get
what
that
is
one
it?
In.
Is that
let's
doable?
You can manage that.
I think I can manage.
Yeah.
I probably won't.
Yeah. You probably won't.
I probably won't.
His secret word is new single.
Yeah.
Now you can give me a word if you want to give me a word.
Well, I know exactly what word it should be.
So do I.
Yeah, I do.
Exactly. We're all thinking the same one.
Okay.
But we can't say, because Philip Schofield has his spies listening in.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
Is his brother or his stepbrother or something tunes in every morning and then grasses on us?
Does he?
Yeah. Anyway, Ollie's here. I've been told Ollie's not here for the whole morning.
No.
Because he's handing over to the new...
Yes.
To the Comedy Dave replacement number two.
Yeah.
Yes. I almost said the person's name there.
Did that, you?
I dream about saying the person's name. I've got a feeling I'm going to do a Dave.
I'm the worst person to keep a secret as well.
Yeah, we know.
Only half an hour to go.
I know.
And it's fine.
I can hold it.
I'm sure you can. Like a rocket!
It's good to hear.
I can hold it.
Like rocket.
All right. I'm never gonna live that word down now.
Use that today.
Here's a great text. Morning, everyone. I just YouTubed Ollie on Deal or No Deal. Moonwalk, really? Ollie, moonwalk.
That's a hell of an entrance.
You have to do that today.
Do you know what? You just don't ever find the footage of me going on, trying to go on Stars in Your Eyes.
You did Stars in Your Eyes as well? You're Ollie? Such a wannabe.
No, do you know what? It's funny, though. I just
Were you ever in Big Brother?
I'd love to see the footage.
Cash in the Attic?
No. Supermarket sweep.
So what? Did you do it?
No, I was chatting to Aston the other day, because Aston from JLS sent he was actually on Stars in Your Eyes. He did like Jackson 5 or something.
Really?
Funny. Oh, yeah.
He did.
He's really really good. It's really funny as well. And so I did. I remember sending off because I thought I could sound like Ronan Keating. So I did this video in my nan's living room. It's hilarious.
Put a smile on your face.
What song did you do?
Know that you need me. I really went.
Are you were destined for the big time?
No, I don't know why we did it.
Playing your nan's lounge.
Wow, jeepers!
I know. Do you know? I should just stop talking right now.
Yeah, I think you should.
And there was this one time.
And this one time at band camp. Should see that video. It's priceless. All right, Dominic and Tina, stand by with news and sport.
Listen, watch, share.
This is BBC Radio 1.
All right, what we got? Do you know what? Weirdly, well, you've got a choice of songs if you want.
Oh, yeah.
We've got... These are the next three songs on my list. One Direction.
Mm-hmm.
Ollie Murs.
Yep.
Or something else.
Yeah, well, what song's my one?
Oh, My Goodness.
Oh, we can do that later, can't we?
That's the new... Yeah, well, after you've gone. All right, we'll do that then. Right, we won't be playing Ollie's song after the news. It's 7:33.
Newsbeat.
And the main news this morning is...
And Gavin Henson has apologised for his behaviour after drinking on a post-match flight. His club Cardiff Blues have suspended him and will meet today to discuss his future.
Can I just say, you know what we were saying earlier?
Yeah.
About the jingle sounds different and Ollie goes, oh, clock's all different, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all new.
Did I hear that right? That Gavin Henson's getting banned for... Sorry, I'll leave you to it. Sorry, Dom. Apologies.
nice to know you're listening to the sport.
Yeah.
Because
Dave doesn't
do that. Was there a Gavin Henson story in the sport?
Yeah.
No. No, there was. There was. I'm joking.
There was. Yeah.
Yeah, Gavin Henson got in trouble for drinking on a flight.
Really? Actually contemplating the future?
Gavin Henson did something outrageous? Please.
Well, he's in trouble, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, it's Gavin Henson, though. He probably didn't know what he was doing.
He's apologised.
7:37 now. The Chris
Moyle Show. Kind of like that new news end. It's too abrupt. National Radio
1. We'll change that.
Sounds like it's been cut off.
Yeah.
Can we have a word with production people?
Yes.
Or we'll just change it.
Am I the only one that's happy that it's not sunny?
Why are you happy?
Why?
I'm really
Saturday
happy.
Saturday I was depressed.
I'm
and
really
then Sunday when it was blue skies.
It's lovely,
still chilly, but I love the blue sky.
No, I'm really happy because... We're having summer, always at the end of the March and a little bit of April, when I don't want it in the middle of April, end of March. I want it in May, June and July, please.
Yeah, but would you not like May, June and July and now?
Yeah, but we were not going to get it.
Yeah, but what if it's not warm in May, June and July? Then we'll have missed out completely.
Dom, do you remember when you came to the show, me and JLS's show, and it was raining?
It was
horrible. Oh, we did a summer tour last year. It wasn't called the summer
tour. When was that? What month was that then?
We went to Milton Keynes, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was in July.
July.
And I'm a 6-week summer holiday kind of guy.
Yeah.
I'm still a big kid.
Yeah.
I want it to be hot in the summer. Can someone please speak to someone?
Don, make it happen.
And make this happen.
Do you know what you
Don?
Do?
Have a word.
Yeah.
You book 6 weeks of summer off every year and you go off.
No,
that's
but I don't want to do that. I want to stay in this country.
Well,
I should remember when it was because it was my son's birthday, which is always in July. I just realised.
Yeah, he likes to have the same month, doesn't he?
Exactly.
The thing is, I love the way I'm moaning about it like I can actually fix it, but we can't. It's just the whatever it is every
you're
day.
You're Ollie Murs.
Yesterday was lovely. You know, blue skies and London and everything. A little bit chilly, but it was
but I
really
like
nice.
It when it's that, yeah, that cold, but it's blue sky.
It makes you happier.
Yeah.
Anyway, very quickly, One Direction tonight. There's a documentary about One Direction in America. It's on at 9 o'clock. If you're a One Direction fan, you don't want to miss this.
What channel's that on?
Radio 1.
Oh, right, it's on Radio 1.
You know the radio station that you're on now?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an audio documentary.
Oh, it's an audio documentary, so it's going to be online.
It's on the radio.
On the radio. Oh, right, okay.
At 9 o'clock tonight.
9 o'clock tonight. Okay, I'm confused.
How much of this is confusing,
you,
Ollie?
I love
this really isn't that difficult.
Right, this is going to be on here 9 o'clock tonight.
Yeah. So 9 o'clock tonight on Radio 1. We send someone to America to follow One Direction around.
That's a tough gig, isn't it?
As they're getting ready to launch their album in America.
Mm.
And there's lots of behind-the-scenes moments and chats with the fans and all that in America and see what they think. So, wait 1 second. Yes, Ollie, you all right?
All right, Ollie.
No, I'm just saying my throat.
What's wrong?
Just
nothing.
Water.
No, nothing's fine. I'm
anyway, right. They've got a massive tour planned for next year. Mm. It's going to be even bigger than this. And Ollie's going to be the supporter.
In America. Yes. Yeah. I'm excited about that.
That's big.
That's really nice. A grown man supporting a bunch of kids. You must feel very, very proud.
Oh, don't. I'm not even going to bite on that one.
All right, fine.
But honestly, it's going to be really good fun. I'm going to go to America, see what happens. 6-7 weeks.
It's a little bit manic out there, by all accounts.
We've got some audio of some Americans who love you.
You're a liar.
No, we do. They interviewed some fans.
Are we right to play this? You've got this, have you? Yeah.
And they said, so Ollie Murs is supporting One Direction next year. And they went,
I love music.
Oh. That's the wrong video.
No. Audio. Okay, well, here it is. Ollie Murs supporting One Direction. How do you feel?
I love you, Zane. I love you all so much. Don't say. Oh, my God.
All right.
I love you.
Right. That's how
so
I don't think
you
my name's
you
in this.
There you go.
Yeah,
actually nothing for you. They've never.
Yeah, there's nothing. Yeah,
they don't get Deal or No Deal with Noel Edmonds in America.
I love the moonwalk.
Oh my God, it's the moonwalk guy.
All right.
Oh my God, he won £10. Oh my God, I'm a rocket.
Are you going all over America? Is it pretty much everywhere?
It's the North America, for about 6-7 weeks. So
oh my God, that's going to be amazing.
No, it's going to be good fun. I'm looking forward to it.
That
will be
amazing. Be
thank you.
I'm going to come out. We want to come out for a week.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do the radio show for a week and follow you around. It'd be fun.
That would be wicked.
Yeah.
Good. If you want to, I mean, if you're not busy, be great. I'd love you to come.
Well, I'll have a look in my diary. When is it?
You could get on stage. They don't know who I am. They don't know what I do. You could just come on and start singing.
As though we're always in your band.
I could be the MC. You know, proper. They had to talk like Americans think Brits talk. All right, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Chris and I've got all my kids with me today. My first son, Ollie, he's going to perform first. And then my next kids, they're going to be performing later on.
What's he saying? I don't know what he's saying.
Well, you went on stage with Ollie at Big Weekend, so I don't see why you can't
experience.
Do it again.
I did backing vocals.
Yeah.
Except Dave forgot to mime and did actually sing.
And Ollie didn't know.
Oh, did you sing as well, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, and that's in Hackney this year, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Oh,
you're going to be away?
Didn't get invited.
Oh, really? Oh.
You are away, that's why.
Oh.
Yeah.
How do you know?
I've got the dates here in front of
me. You stalker.
Oh. Well, no, I just you know, had a quick look.
I love that.
The UK tour is here next year, 2013, but in America, it's the end of May through June.
Oh.
So you're busy.
Yeah.
Oh.
On
I would love
that
to
weekend, you're in Dallas and Houston.
Hey.
When? Wow. Next year.
23rd of June and 24th of June. So the American tour is May and June, and then the British tour is 2013. Yeah. So when we were talking the other day, and I said 2013, that's the British bit.
Right.
Hang on a second.
They're doing an American tour.
Yeah, One Direction.
Summer, and then they're doing an arena tour here in the UK next year.
So when are you supporting One Direction?
In America.
When? This year or next
year?
This year.
The America tour this
next
year.
Next month.
Yeah. All right.
That's really
May and June.
Yeah.
Oh, so we better get our act together if we're going to come out tickets. For a week.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we do this? We do the radio show for a week, follow them around, and we bring a film crew, and then we do a nice documentary for BBC Three.
Yeah.
How about that? Access All Areas.
Mm. Well, you should come over for a week.
Yeah.
All right, cool. That'd be fun.
Got to support our British...
Yeah. Pick some dates. Have you got the tour dates?
I have. There's this Hackney thing in the way a little
New
bit.
York apart there? From that.
Yeah, well, that's 23rd, 24th of June, right?
Yes.
I'd love it. That'd be brilliant.
So what's the beginning? First week of June?
It looks like Thursday the 24th of May is the first one.
Right.
In Fairfax.
Fairfax,
I'm not there then.
Oh, right, okay. And then pick dates. They go through.
When do you start?
I get over for the Canada one. Is it on the 29th?
Of
Toronto.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Tuesday the 29th, Toronto. Yeah.
Right.
And then you go through Friday the 1st, Detroit, Chicago, San Diego.
Oh, Chicago be good.
Oh, Detroit, Chicago, San Diego sounds fun.
Saturday the 2nd.
To the Planet Hollywood one.
You're playing Planet Hollywood?
Yeah, but
it's Saturday the 9th.
What are you doing, shops?
I don't know. It's just what I saw in the diary.
What do you mean you don't know? Why do you get involved more with what's going on about your life? Where am I playing? Planet Hollywood? Great.
Grab a hamburger burger, please.
In the cloakroom? Okay. All right, we'll sort that out.
June the 9th in Vegas.
Ooh,
whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah.
I've never been to Vegas. That sounds amazing.
That
sounds amazing.
We'll take you out in Vegas, Dom.
I'd love it.
Yeah.
I'd love it for 2 days, I think. Isn't that the limit?
Dude, you could go out with Ollie in Vegas, get him drunk and marry him.
Wow. Fancy that? We can wear the same shirts.
You're single. Yeah,
sure. You could be like me, Ross and Rachel from Friends.
Yes.
Waking up the next day.
Full of regrets the next morning with a hangover.
Hello, Mrs. Ollie. Hello, Mr. Dom.
I'd be fascinated to go to Vegas, I think.
All right, I'll work on that.
Okay.
And we can bring a load of people with us, a load of listeners.
Can we?
Yeah.
No.
That'd get expensive.
Yeah.
It's truly amazing what the boys are doing over there, isn't it? They're doing
brilliant
in America. It's incredible.
Number one album.
It really is amazing.
Phenomenal.
Jennifer has sent us a message from Oregon saying, I'm in America, I love Ollie. So sad he's not coming to my part of the country.
Ah, what's her name?
Jennifer.
Ah, Jennifer, so sorry.
I'm an American girl. I've loved Ollie ever since he was on X Factor, says Sarah in Chicago.
I've got American fans.
Yeah.
There you go.
I've got two. You have a lot of fans in Canada. Don't worry, Ollie, says Steve, who's in Kingston. Steve's in Ontario in Canada. Ontario. Why can I not say that?
Ontario.
That's what I said.
What time is it over there now?
I don't know the hour, but it's definitely 46 minutes.
Yeah, and 50 seconds.
Yeah.
51. Quarter to midnight.
52.
All right.
It's what?
Quarter to midnight.
You just made that up?
8 hours behind, why not?
All right,
sounds good.
Anyway, to celebrate Ollie Murs on tour, National Radio 1. Let's play One Direction. It's 7:47 right now. You're insecure. Don't know what for. Anybody else would die for. That's a new song from...
It's out now!
Oh, yeah, all right. Ollie Murs.
It's out now, Chris.
Is it really?
I'm just telling you it is.
Ollie Murs, the new single, Oh My Goodness, which I believe is out this week.
Is it?
Yeah, it's out now.
You wouldn't know that, would you?
No, I wouldn't know that.
Rubbish.
Has that been out long?
Came out yesterday. Yeah.
I follow you on Twitter. I would have never known.
You'd never have known. Oh, as if I tweeted about it once. I said, thanks everyone.
It's got a brand new B-side.
It has got a new B-side to it.
What's that called?
Don't Say Goodnight Yet.
So that's not good enough to be an A-side?
No, it is. It was just a song that was just not quite close enough to couldn't quite get on the album.
All right, okay.
But yeah.
Anyway, that is the third track to be taken from his number one album, in case you didn't know, which has now sold over 630,000 copies.
Wow.
Do you realise that what an amount of copies that is? Especially this day and age.
That's really good, I think.
That doesn't happen anymore, really.
Well, yeah, I'm really chuffed, and just thanks to everyone that's bought it. I honestly really didn't, because the thing about it is whenever you do a second album, there's always that sort of decline. You're like, oh, I'm not sure it's going to do as well. But this album's done better than the first album.
So. Really?
Yeah, brilliant. The first album, I think it's up to about 700 now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, sorry.
The first one did about 700,000. So this one's just gone over it, I think, just this week, brilliant, or last week. So I'm really happy. So thanks.
Ollie
happy
was
happy days.
Happy days. Oh my days.
Happy days.
Anyway, Ollie's new song is Oh My Goodness, and that's it. Anyway, let's play another song.
Oh my goodness.
Whoa, 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 Ollie.
Again?
Ollie's hijacked the equipment.
Hang on,
I was in control. What's going on?
What's the next song after that?
Oh my goodness.
Ollie, have you just loaded?
Thank goodness you're handing over to the next person soon, eh?
Exactly.
Yeah, get that baton ready.
This is the 8 o'clock hour.
Oh my goodness, oh. I could hide it.
Chris.
Oh my goodness, I could hide it. Oh my goodness.
It's all about you.
Your remix.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
It's Ollie's perfect day.
Oh my goodness.
Oh,
I can't hide it. Oh my goodness, I can't
turn it
off,
Chris.
Hide it. Oh my goodness,
it's good with the drums.
I can't
Go
hide it. Oh my goodness, I can't hide it.
Yeah, I thought you could do that.
Oh my goodness, I can't hide it. Just
okay.
Smile.
Okay.
I
like
that.
No, no.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Do you have remixes of all your tracks?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
You know you have to pay for that, to people remix.
Really?
You don't... Ollie, I've told you, you've got to get way more involved in the financial side of your job.
You can have all the salikas you want.
You know when you're doing all your stuff every day, going around the UK and the world, doing everything, you know that's your job now.
I know, but I just... Yeah. I don't get involved in them side of things. I can pick what I want.
Do you get a pay packet at the end of the month?
No, not really.
Do you have a payday?
Yeah, you get bits and bobs, yeah.
But like, you know how people get paid twice, once a month, whatever. Do you get that?
Yeah, because we're sort of self-employed, so it isn't when you work and when you do...
Does Mark give you a little brown... Do you get a wage packet with a wage slip?
It's like this... Was it you to me? What's that? I don't know what that thing is. I can't remember what the film is now. When they do they move the money to one side and it's a bit for you, bit
no,
for me.
No
for
idea
you.
What you're talking about.
I don't
about.
Know what it is.
The official chart.
The official
chart. What's he on about?
BBC.
Radio 1.
All right, let's count down the brand new top 10. And number 10.
Oh my goodness sake.
I didn't see that.
Do you want to do odds or evens?
I do evens, please.
Evens, that means you start at number 10. You ready?
Yep.
10.
At number 10, it's Dan One. It's Emily Sandé with Next to Me.
Next to Me.
Nice, look at you at 9 notes.
I love me scrambled.
Labyrinth and Last Time is at number 9. Nice.
And at number 8, Dan One, David Guetta featuring Sia. That's Titania.
Yeah, something like that. And Flo Rida, also featuring Sia, as he calls it. And Wild Ones is at number 7.
What is it?
Julie.
Sia. And at number 6, it's a new entry, Plan B with Ill Manners.
Lovely.
5.
It was number 1 for weeks, and now it's number 5, Gautier. Somebody that I used to know.
4.
And at number 4, down 3, Katy Perry. Pardon me.
Mate, you love that, don't you?
Oh, yeah, baby.
The Brilliant Starships from Nicki Minaj is up to number 3.
Oh, I love this song. At 2, it's a non-mover. It's Shana Paul. And this is She Doesn't Mind.
Shana Paul?
Dottien.
Which means it's a brand new number 1, and it comes from Chris Brown. But as I don't like playing his music, here's Ollie Murs again.
Oh no. My goodness, put him on.
Oh, do I have to play it? I'm only playing it because it's number 1.
This is the UK's official number 1.
Yeah, this is boy Chris Brown.
Watch the top 10 videos from 6 p.m. every Sunday. Only on the Radio 1 website. Turn up the music.
There you go. That's the UK's number 1 from Chris Brown. It's called Turn Up the Music. Let that be in your head all day.
Yeah.
Blimey.
Right. And there
Indeed.
You are. Right. So, Ollie has been replaced Dave last year when Dave had the week off when he was doing the tour, Dancing on Ice tour. And we got somebody else to fill in for Dave for the rest of the week. But Ollie has come to hand the baton over.
Oh, thanks, guys. But thanks for having me back in. I really appreciate it.
No, you're welcome.
Well, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere just yet. But I had a really great time last year. And I've got to say thanks to all the listeners, because even when I was out on the street, people were like saying, they really enjoyed it and stuff. Because I was really nervous filling in for Dave, because it was a big job, you know. But I loved it, so...
Well, you did a reasonable job, and we thank you for it. And Ollie, later on this morning, will be on This Morning with Philip and Holly, and he's going to try and get a secret word in, which I think we've all agreed
what the word
should be. We don't say it on the radio, obviously.
Yeah.
Do you remember when, do you remember when we did Fort Park? Do you remember when we went over to Fort Park and did the school thing? That was so funny.
Well, that's coming up again. The revision thing.
Oh, you've got to see, if I'm a please. I'm just trying to think of when I'm in May. Please get me to do it. I'd love to do that again.
Well, we got a new plan.
That was fun.
That was when we did Roller Coaster Revision, when we had to learn.
I remember something. About a week or two after, a month or so later, you decided to. Yeah. Sorry.
What did I decide to do?
What?
Rodeo Revision is what we're doing. We're going to be picking the topics later on this morning, as it happens, when your replacement comes in.
So you know the big booking Broncos, the big rodeo things, the party things that you find?
Oh, that's brilliant.
So that's the idea, that we will have to
stay on there.
Recite something whilst on a back
that
of a rodeo.
So funny. Yeah. I remember, the footage. You can still see the footage as well online,
yeah,
I think.
You can, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I really listen to you.
Okay, you corporate.
Yeah, corporate.
What other two corporate messages do we need to say here?
Oh, we're still on webcam, everyone.
Oh, yeah, we're on the webcams,
anyone
everyone.
Wants to tune in and watch us, they can.
That's right, you can
Me
see.
Me and Dom are wearing the similar shirts.
Same shirt today.
Yeah. Same shirt day.
Dominic.
Merz check.
Ollie stayed at Dominic's last night, and Dom gave him one of his shirts to wear.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, I could probably get him one of your shirts now.
You wish.
And if you do go on, you will see who our next person is after the news.
Switch the webcams on and come and join us. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. We're live on the webcam all morning. Hi, viewers. Hi, we just tuned in. Oh, look, there is Ollie Merz. Look, there he is.
Listen, watch, share.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Pulling faces.
Can I say hi, Dave? If Dave listening, or is he not?
He won't be listening. You're joking.
He won't be up yet, I don't think, will he?
No. You know where he's gone?
Where?
He's doing a tour of Canada with a load of Hell's Angels because he loves his motorbikes.
He is. Yeah. That's what he's doing.
Or either that or he's in a caravan in Filey. I can't work it out. Anyway, let's get the news of sport with Dominic and Tina at 6 minutes past eight.
There's more pressure on Syria's president. And a nightmare return to...
Kaj just texted in saying, you just said that Dave, you think Dave might be at a caravan in Filey. Yeah, I've just seen him at Rayton Sands on his way to the pool.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's up early.
Where?
Right in Filey.
Where's Filey?
Up and to the right from here.
It's near Vegas.
So is he gone on a proper holiday? Or is he just in the UK somewhere? Or, that's a proper you're a holiday in the UK, but he's in a caravan.
Yeah.
Cool.
On his own. Just how he likes to relax.
It's how he rolls.
It's how he rolls.
It's a static caravan, so it doesn't move. Static.
Thank you. So it's 8:10. Let's bring in Dave's official replacement for the week.
Very exciting.
We've managed to keep this quiet, but we won't be able to manage to keep them quiet. See what I did there. So Ollie's going to pass the baton over to our Comedy Dave replacement for the rest of the week, who is the one and only Talisa. Yo, Wagwan, what's been happening, sister?
Hello, Chris.
Morning, Talisa.
Morning.
How are you?
You know, I'm usually going to bed at this time.
I know you are. Dirty little stop out. By the way, I can't look Talisa in the eye this morning, and I won't say why, but she just told me about the dream that she had last night, and I can't look at her in the eye, and you can't say what it was. I told Ollie. No, don't say.
Oh, God.
I don't know much about you, Chris.
No. Well, I'll you can get to know me over the week. Shut up, Merz.
All right, sorry.
You all right, Merz?
I'm great, Talisa. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Looking gorgeous as ever.
Oh, thank you. I feel it.
Oh, it is very early, but hey.
Do you know what? It's not that early now, for God's sake. It's fine.
I'm really... Do you know what always shocked me is when I text you last night to reply, and you were still up like nearly 1 o'clock in the morning.
No, it wasn't. Just after 12. Don't say that, because I told Talisa to go to bed early last night.
I did.
I know you did. You're very good.
I didn't sleep, though.
That's because you were so excited about seeing me, right?
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Tell me about it.
You're a rocket. Is that right, Ollie?
She is a rocket.
Yeah, you're a rocket. You're
proper.
A rocket.
I still don't understand how rocket comes into it.
Oh, yeah, because, she's a rocket.
I've never heard that one before.
You heard that before?
No.
That's what Ollie refers to as Fitbirds.
Oh, she's a rocket.
Yes, exactly.
Really?
No, I just went, gosh, yeah, she's a bit of a rocket.
Rocket?
Yeah, she's a weapon. She's gorgeous. She's hot. smoking.
This is why you're single.
Do you know what 100% is, isn't it?
It really is.
Oh, my dad got this girl coming. She's a rocket.
What, you'd say that to your dad?
I wouldn't. No, I'm joking. No, I would never do that.
So do you know what? He's on the phone. So do you know what? Yeah, and I've got this bird back, yeah. Oh, she's doing all the moves and all that. Oh, yeah, she was loving it. Oh, hang on a sec, mum. I've got another call coming in. Hang on. Hi, Dad. Yeah, just telling mum all the gory details. Ring your back.
I'm not like that at all.
Wait, and then he speaks to her. Hi, babe. You're
right. Hi, babe. How you doing?
How are you? Come to meet me.
My parents later.
Yeah.
Well, that ain't happening in a good friend.
Have you got any friends, Talisa, for Ollie?
She's got some lovely friends.
Oh, really? You've met some of her friends?
She's met some of my friends.
Do you fancy one of her friends?
Yes. Is there one in particular? And do you know what? If there is, I know exactly who it is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Let me have a guess. Does she work with you?
She has done in the past.
All right. Does she do makeup?
No.
Okay. I thought he'd be a makeup
girl. Don't do this, please.
He knows who I mean as well.
Yeah, that's Ollie's embarrassed face. I'm just looking at you, Ali.
Is she single?
No.
That's why.
Downer.
I know.
Good ones always taken.
Exactly. Always.
We'll find you someone, Ollie.
Thanks, mate. Don't do this trying to find me, malarkey. I'm fine on my own. Happy. Happy as Larry.
Sound very convincing.
It's true. You don't sound convinced.
What's my favourite number, Chris, if you know me that well? Come on.
6.
100% correct.
Thank you.
Wow.
What?
Yeah.
What's been going on here?
What's my favourite colour?
Green. God, we've got so a proper bromance, me and
you. Have you?
Yeah.
Love is in the air.
Oh, yeah.
I love this music.
It's just for you and your broken heart.
Thank
you. It needs mending by a woman.
What kind of woman?
For you, any.
Alive.
Yeah, breathing.
A pulse.
With a pulse.
Do you know what?
Only joking, Ollie.
Oh, thanks, Tina. Tina's taken now as well. Everyone's taken.
Well, she doesn't give us any details. We reckon she is.
Talk to us, Tina.
Huh?
Talk to us.
Thanks, Ollie. Nobody knew.
She might not be. Might be lying to me. Most girls say, yeah,
can I tell him the truth? Can I tell him the truth?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, she said, if Ollie asks, I'm just going to say I've got a boyfriend.
Just so it's not awkward.
Talisa said as well, oh, God, if Ollie fancies any of my mates, I just go, yeah, they've got a boyfriend, yeah. Ollie. Yeah.
Thanks.
Your bad news. Offense. Your name is tarnished around these parts.
Yeah. Target a different rocket.
Anyway. Oh, okay, look, let's not talk about my love life anymore.
Ed in Littlehampton says, being single isn't that bad, Ollie.
I love being single. I've always said that. I love being single.
Yeah. When was the last time someone took you to Mars, Ollie?
Took me to Mars?
Yeah, in a rocket.
Oh, God.
I'll tell you what, forget Mars, just Nando's.
In a rocket?
In a rocket, yeah.
Nando's?
Nando's. My card's running out and soon.
Oh, shit. Look at you.
Stop it.
Ollie's so lucky. He's in the showbiz elite that gets this special card.
It's not supposed to talk about.
No,
we're not going to talk about it.
Only exclusive people get this particular card for this particular place.
Yeah, I've been waiting for this
card
for a very long time, you know?
It's the weirdest thing. It's become like the showbiz item to have. Forget like Prada handbags or whatnot.
My mum uses it.
Or Louboutin heels. This is the card that everyone needs. Because Ollie's already got the Louboutin heels. He wears the simple pump. That's what he likes.
Of course.
I don't have it.
Like a single strap around it.
And you don't have it? You don't have the card?
I don't have it.
Well, you know, you be a good girl and, you know, do well.
Yeah.
Work hard.
Yeah.
And who knows?
Maybe one day.
Maybe one day you could be like the female Ollie Murs.
Oh, God, yeah.
Going around to blokes going, what, rocket? Yeah.
Why do you paint me out to be such a bad person? I'm not a bad person. Hello?
No, he's not. He's a lovely. He's got a lot of love to give.
I'm a bit of a lad, but I'm not that bad.
Have you two been out socially, you two?
Yeah, I've had a few drinks.
Yeah.
X Factor, yeah.
At the same dinner tables together.
Ah, very nice.
No, a few nights out.
Yeah. Me and Ollie haven't been out for ages.
We haven't been out for a while.
We're overdue a drink.
We are overdue, but you can't drink at the moment. You're being really good.
Oh, don't you worry.
Why can't you drink?
Because I'm being really good. I'm being really boring.
Losing weight.
Losing weight.
Lose weight. Get fit. But I'm allowed a treat.
You know, so that'll be a treat. We'll all go out.
Yes.
You know, I know you don't like to drink tea, but, you know, you can come out and have... Oh, my God. Anyway, so the lovely classy Talisa is here. And Ollie's here for another 9 minutes. And then he's got to go because he's got to go off and do this morning and get ready for Philip and...
Chucking me out in 9 minutes.
Philip and Holly. I might have said Philip and Fern earlier by accident. If I did, I apologise.
No, I don't think you did.
Love the Holly Willoughby. Right, what do we do now? Play some music.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Oh, you're kidding me. This is like a proper radio show today, isn't it?
Can I pick the next song?
Yeah, as long as you pick Nicki Minaj.
Oh,
aye.
Okay.
Go on.
It's the Nicki then.
Nicki Minaj?
Yeah.
Not a problem. No. The Chris Moyle Show. Thank God for that. National Radio 1. I love this track. Love it. Beach, heat, go.
Let's go to the beach, eat, let's go get a wave.
We'll be growing in the dark.
The great sounds of Coldplay. And good morning to you if you are actually in Coldplay. What are you doing?
What's wrong, honey? No, you know, like when you need a toilet and your belt's too... against your bladder.
Do you mind?
Sorry.
What are you talking about?
Apologies, but I was just sitting and I was just moving. I thought, oh, yeah, I need a toilet.
This show has really gone downhill today.
Please, I'm so sorry. It's the worst chat line ever, isn't it?
Thanks, Ollie. Yeah, that's another reason why Ollie is single. We're going to make a list.
Oh, well.
Hey, look, it's Talisa, everybody.
Talisa.
All right, T.
You're all right?
Yeah, you're more.
You're right, darling?
Yeah, I'm terrific.
You know? I haven't seen Talisa. Sweet, I haven't seen you, Talisa, since the last night on the X Factor.
That restraining order out on you.
Yeah. What are you doing here?
Yeah, sorry. I seen it since I the last. There's a good distance between
did you
us.
You say so. Since the last X Factor?
Well, since the final.
Oh, nice that you two have remained really close friends.
Yeah, but she's been really busy. I've been really busy, so
yeah,
it's all good.
All right.
Got a life, you know.
Yeah.
We're fine.
Oh, when am I leaving? I'm leaving soon.
You've got to go now, sadly.
Oh,
which
great.
Is, I know, it's very sad. But you've got to go off and, because, you know. You know, Ollie can't do one thing per day. He has to do 8 things per hour.
Yeah.
I do a lot of things, but...
So you're off to do this morning with Philip and
Holly. I'm off to do this morning, and then I'm off down to Bristol to do Deal or No Deal.
Listen, will you do me a favour? Will you give a massive hug and a kiss, a massive kiss to Philip Schofield for me?
Yeah.
And a handshake to Holly.
100%.
Thank you.
Why a handshake to Holly and not a big kiss to her as well?
That's funny. You can give her a kiss.
Just go.
You've got to kiss Philip on the mouth. Kiss him on the lips.
I 100% will.
He loves it anyway.
Give him a kiss on the lips.
And it was his birthday yesterday or the day before.
Ah, good feedback.
58.
Oh, what?
58.
You're kidding me.
Dude, 58. 58, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Nah. And feel free to say that on the show. He's proud of it because he looks so 58. Much younger.
How old are you, Chris?
24.
Okay.
So,
58.
Come 58, on. Yeah.
Oh, well.
How old are you? What's your stage age now, Ollie?
What, stage age?
Yeah.
Well, the thing about gets confused because all my fans think I'm around about 22, 23, but actually,
I didn't.
But when I was on the X Factor, I was in the over 25, so I'm 28 in May, and I've still got my ear like this. By the way, I'm a bit back.
That's fine. It's, yeah, because when you get to 29, your ear changes.
28.
No, I know.
28 in May.
And Talisa's 33.
I know. That's I did not expect that.
Did you not know?
No, I thought you was about 23.
Yeah. But
is that your show?
I wish.
Dappy's her nephew.
Yeah.
That's how it works. Yeah.
He is.
How old is Dappy? 24. He's 24. And Phaser's?
24.
Or 12. Wow. And T's 30 odd.
I feel like you're older than that though, but you're
not. 25 now.
You are only 23, aren't you?
Yeah.
That's crazy because I think like you've been around for ages, so I'm like thinking you'd be older than that, but you're not. You're really.
What about me? I've been around for ages and I'm only 24.
You're only 31.
24. Dude,
24.
What are you on about? 31. What an idiot! When they hear that, Alan.
How stupid!
Shut up, mate. 24.
Yeah. It's the time for me to leave.
Yeah, do you can rock it and get
you
out?
Know,
of
thank
here.
You so much for having me in this morning.
Thank you for coming Pleasure. In, dude. And
please have a great week.
You Ollie's, too.
And you did really well at not mentioning your single.
No, well, do you know what? It's you know, I don't need to be like that. Shameless plugging isn't my thing.
No.
But I've had a great morning and you know, oh my goodness, I've got to go to this morning now.
Oh, you see, oh my goodness.
In case you didn't know, I've got to do Deal or No Deal tonight as well.
You got to do Deal or No Deal, I know, but we won't sing that for ages. Good luck on Deal or No Deal.
Thank you so much.
You know what you should
me.
Do? Screw the entire show up. Take the first deal.
Yeah.
The first time the banker rings, and officers go, Noel, I messed up last time. Deal. Something like
no,
that.
Just go, I'm really happy with this
like,
box.
We've got 55 minutes of the show.
Give you the box at the start. I'm happy with this one. Yeah, but you don't know what's in it. Yeah, whatever. I don't want to play the game. I'll just take it.
Just take the box home. Good luck. You'll be fine.
Thank you very much.
Ollie Mears, ladies and gentlemen. What a lovely man.
Salisa,
this is it now.
Oh.
It's just all of us together.
Just the two of us.
Well, three of us. And Alan. And Dominic, and Tina, and Matt.
The song was right.
Bye, Ollie. Oh, look at him going.
Bye, Ollie.
Oh, bless him. Yeah, cheerio.
Listen, watch, share. This is...